This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 627. Find out how Joanna makes writing task too easy.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll meet Three Keys student Joanna, the Writing Wizard winner this month. Listen up to get her tips on vocabulary, brainstorming, and organizing with ease. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Welcome to the show. Today we have some awesome writing advice for you from a real IELTS student. Joanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, Joanna, can you tell everyone why you're here?
Well, I won the essay contest this month.
Yes, exactly. So every month, you guys, we have in the Facebook group for our course, we have a writing wizard contest. You may know about this if you've been listening for a while. And Joanna wrote the best essay this month. And Joanna, I don't think I told you this before, but there were a lot of entries this month, like a lot. So you should feel really proud that you won. I was super impressed with your essay. Okay, so before we get to the essay and talking about your development as a writer in English, let's tell our audience just a bit about where you are in your IELTS journey. So have you taken the test before?
Yes, I took IELTS 3 times. The first one was an academic to go to college, and the other 2 was the general, but the first time I didn't get the scores that I needed, and the second I got the scores to go to the express entry, but not enough to get the scores that I need in the English part.
Okay. All right. So you're going for the express entry. So at least you need that 8777, that yes. Famous 8777 that everyone's aiming for to move to Canada, or in your case, to stay in Canada, right?
Exactly. Okay.
So the reason you joined Three Keys IELTS was to raise mainly the writing score, or did you need to increase other scores as well?
I need to increase the speaking too. And the listening, because my best listening was 7.
Okay.
So just the reading that is, I am a little more comfortable.
Yeah, guys. So don't be humble, Joanna. Joanna got a 9 in reading already, you guys. So this is something that's very interesting, because usually, right, like reading and writing are connected, and listening and speaking are connected, you know? So those scores will be sort of closer to each other as far as the skills go. So you got a 9 in reading, but then a 6.5 in writing. So
yes.
What do you think was holding that writing score back?
Well, writing always have been my weakness, even in Portuguese. For me, it's depending on the day, I can't organize my ideas in a good way. So I think it's a problem since from my first language, you know, it's something that I need to improve.
Okay, awesome. So you have been in Three Keys IELTS, you finished the writing module. Do you feel like you've learned how to organize that essay a little bit better?
Yes, actually the templates helped me so much to organize the ideas and how to think in the brainstorm what I have to write in the essay. And it was so much easier to write the essay having this template. And it was
awesome.
Funny because I wrote the essay, it was 11 at night because I was working and have to take care of the kids.
Yeah.
And so I arrived and say, okay, now I'll do the essay. And I was impressed because I felt that it was really easy to follow the template and to put all the ideas there.
Okay, that's so fantastic. Okay, so let's break this apart so we can get some advice for the other IELTS test takers out there. Because listeners, I'm positive that you guys are in this place that Joanna's describing where like, she didn't know how to organize her ideas or what to say, even in her first language. Writing, you guys, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to start from a place of anxiety or, I'm going to say, vagueness, right? Where this essay is just some sort of cloud in front of you and you don't know where to dive in and where to begin or like where to go. So guys, that's why the templates are so important, because these are clear maps. They're exactly. Easy to follow maps, right? If you follow this map, you will get the score that you need on the writing exam. Okay, awesome. So let's start with the brainstorming. Now, how are you brainstorming before?
Before, I was taking a look in the topics and thinking, sometimes overthinking what yes. I was going to write. And sometimes I was not sure about what side to choose or if I want to be in the middle, because sometimes I agree with part of, for example, you have to choose a side, but I agree with half of one part and half of other part. Sure. So I tried to put all of this in the essay and it was a big mess.
Yes, yes. So because Joanna won the Wizard contest this month, she also got a 15-minute strategy session with me. So we've discussed this, listeners, a little bit. So I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Joanna. And guys, I get this. I totally get this. I'm the same way, Joanna. Like, there are, I would say, most issues. I could see both sides. Like, I could really feel empathy and or sympathy for both parties, you know? And guys, that's great. That's a great way to go through life. You have a wider perspective on stuff. You analyze, you're critical, you think. That's awesome, but not for IELTS, because this is not the time to overthink and to try to express complicated perspectives. Okay. Sure. You could write an amazing essay about your complicated perspective if you had 3 hours, but we don't. So you can't fit all this in 40 minutes. Like Joanna said, if you do, it ends up being a mess. So this is really important, you guys. Even if this is not your real opinion, like, even if you do agree with both sides, guys, don't say that in your essay. Just choose one side, be strong. That's what your task score is based on, right? Part of that task score is that the examiner can see your clear position throughout the essay. So don't make that complicated. Okay, that's awesome. So I love that you are now feeling writing is easy. Like, you actually use the adjective easy. Like, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Okay, super cool. So Joanna, you're not going to overthink anymore. In your brainstorm, you're going to keep it short and sweet, right? Only write the ideas that you need in your essay. Okay, that's awesome. So let's share the question from this month, and then let's talk a little bit about your winning essay and why I loved it so much. Okay, so the question this month, you guys, was, some feel that high school students should be required to travel abroad for a semester, while others feel this would be unnecessary. Discuss both views and give your opinion. So this could definitely be something on the test for sure. Okay, Joanna, were you able to tackle this in 40 minutes? Hello, awesome students. Remember, grab your spot for October's webinars, October 23rd and 24th. The biggest mistake you will make on speaking part 3 and how to avoid it. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. That's allearsenglish.com/mistake.
Well, when I did the essay, I was still studying the templates, so I was not taking the time exactly. But okay. I think I did in I was not taking the time, but I think I did in less than 40 minutes. And I followed the strategy. So I take notes about what I was supposed to write in each part of the essay. Then I used the templates and start writing the sentences. And then I come back and read everything, making all the checks to see where I could improve and if there was any mistakes or something like this.
Okay, that's perfect. So guys, everything Joanna just said is fantastic advice when you're in this beginning stage of writing the IELTS essay. Okay, so I am going to put all of this advice in the blog post for this episode. This is episode 627. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search 627. Okay, cool. Because guys, when you are just learning how to write an essay, right? Do not time yourself. Your only goal is to write the best essay you can. So don't put a time limit on that. You need to take your time. You need to make sure, like Joanna said, that you're checking the template, that you're reminding yourself what makes a good essay, what scores highly, what does the examiner care about? You need to make sure that you are fulfilling all of that advice in order to practice writing the best essay. And then once you feel comfortable with that, like Joanna, I think you are now feeling more comfortable with this. Now you can start timing yourself.
Yes, okay. That's my plan.
Perfect. Awesome. And Joanna's also in the personal coach package. So Joanna, you're going to check in with me in a week or two, right? So you can get some further feedback on your timed essays so we can see what it's like for the real IELTS test. Guys, don't forget that we have a special offer only for podcast listeners. If you get into Three Keys, get these templates, get this vocabulary, just like Joanna, access to our Facebook group. You also get the bonus how to wake up the examiner for the speaking exam. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. Okay, Joanna, I want to ask you about your vocabulary because it's delightful. Like it is just, I really enjoyed reading your essay. The way that you stated stuff was very clear. And guys, I will put some sample sentences from Joanna in the blog post for this episode as well. But Joanna, do you have any advice for our listeners about learning and using such clear vocabulary?
So read. I think read is very important. And I'm trying to read the news and I love to read books. And because I'm working here in Canada, so I used to read the chat of the company too. So sometimes there are some words that I said, okay, this is interesting word. And I take notes.
Awesome.
and I use the notebook to remember all these words. I have to improve a little bit my notebook, but I try to use as always, all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. That's awesome. That's fantastic. And last thing, Joanna. So, you did get feedback. I gave you some feedback on your essay as well, which guys, that is an option in the Writing Wizard contest. You can, choose to get feedback from me via email. So Joanna, can you share with our listeners just one or two points that you learned from my feedback that you want to work on or improve in your essays?
This was the second feedback that I asked. I asked for before this one too. Uh-huh. And all the comments that you put and even the organization of my text in the other essay helped me to improve, to write better this one. Awesome. So all the feedback that you give, I said, okay, that's amazing because I did IELTS 3 times and what I always felt that is missing to me was a feedback about my writing and my speaking. Yeah. So have your feedback saying you are doing this wrong. You have to improve this. And it was amazing and really helped me to write this new essay.
That's awesome. That's so great. So you really felt like you experienced improvement. You could see improvement between both of those essays.
Yes.
That's absolutely fantastic. I love it so much. Okay. This is so positive. This is so fun. Okay. Last thing, listeners, remember that we are having amazing webinars October 23rd and 24th. Go to allersenglish.com/mistake and you can sign up. It's all about speaking part three and avoiding the biggest mistake that everybody makes on speaking part three on exam day. Okay. Joanna, is there any last advice that you want to share with IELTS Energy listeners today?
I think that follow the strategies because they work. At awesome. Least for me, it's working. And to work with the anxiety package too. Yeah. Because always that I think in IELTS, I become so nervous. And all that exercise of the anxiety package to stop and breathe, it's really helping me.
That's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, that's something that we don't mention a lot on the show, but guys, we are the only IELTS course that features an anti-anxiety module. We're the only ones because we know that that's a testing skill. No matter how well you learn everything and study and practice, if you are too nervous on exam day, that all goes out the window. So you need to master that anxiety as well. I am so happy. Thank you, Joanna, for sharing your experience, what you've learned today, and sharing your IELTS journey with us.
Thank you so much.
All right, Joanna, have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.